From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A man who hijacked an Egyptian passenger jet and forced it to land in Cyprus has been arrested, and Cypriot authorities say all passengers and crew are safe. Edward Uranian reports.
The final captives on board the hijacked Egypt airplane were seen exiting the aircraft on the tarmac of Larnaca Airport after a tense standoff inside the plane. Cypriot authorities insist terrorism is not the cause of the Tuesday incident. Cypriot media reported the hijacker, identified as Seyfeddin Mustafa, wanted to speak to his former wife, who lives in Cyprus. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Authorities in Pakistan have detained more than 200 suspected Islamist militants. The arrests come in a major crackdown following the deadly Easter suicide bombing in Lahore. The attack at a crowded public park targeted Christians. A breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility. The United States has ordered military families to leave parts of Turkey. The Pentagon and the State Department said they decided dependents not assigned to Chief of Missions Authority should leave Incirlik Air Base, Izmir, and Mugla due to continued security concerns in the region. U.S. officials say the evacuation is not permanent. The United States says more should be done to increase intelligence sharing in Europe. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said the recent attacks in Brussels are a reminder of how important it is for the basic fundamentals of intelligence and national security procedures to be followed. He reiterated U.S. support for Belgium during its investigation. This is VOA News.